Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In a little over 2 years' time, one of the biggest sporting events in the world will be hosted in Adair. The Ryder Cup is expected to leave a legacy in the tourist town of infrastructure improvements, increased visitor numbers, perhaps for decades to come, and a small fortune for some locals who decide to capitalise on the accommodation demand. Well, Brian O'Connell has been to Adair for us. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
You heard about properties to rent during the event. They're already being advertised now for fairly staggering sums of money.
I mean, really staggering sums of money. Like, the Ryder Cup will be one of the biggest sporting events in the world in 2027. It's centenary year. Adair Manor, the golf course, it's a world-class facility. I think anybody would say that. But given the interest in this event worldwide, accommodation demands will be significant. One company, accommodation for the event, they already work at several major golf tournaments. So they're advertising some local houses for rent during the Ryder Cup for some pretty staggering prices, I have to say. Let me give you some examples. A 5-bed, 15 minutes from the venue, Claire. It's got 5 bedrooms. It sleeps 10. Mm-hmm. It comes with free champagne, wine and beers. It's advertised for up to €55,000 for 10 days.
Right. Yeah, that you're paying for the champagne there, I guess.
Champagne, wine and beers. Some properties in County Clare advertise from €20,000 upwards. Even houses in Galway, some houses in Offaly advertised for the Ryder Cup for about €50,000. The idea with the website is you pay registration fee and then you set the price. Essentially, they may guide you on what you want to rent your house for.
Well, that's what they're looking for the houses for the week. You know, is there any guarantee they're going to get that kind of money?
I mean, some of them will be rented to corporate clients. I would imagine the ones that are closest to the golf course, some will be rented to golfers, for example, to large groups, and then they'll obviously split that bill between them. I suppose it does raise the question, doesn't it, of whether is this an example of really taking huge advantage of the accommodation shortage. I did speak to a range of locals in Adair this week, including well-known hoteliers. But first off, I did meet Brian Higgins. He's from that company, accommodation for the event. And this, Claire, is some of what he told me about demand and some of those eye-watering rental prices that are on their website.
The Ryder Cup in particular seems to have broken records for us for this year in particular. The earliest booking successful has been 5 years in advance.
Give me a sense of the kinds of properties that are available on the website for this event at the moment.
The Ryder Cup 2025 is on in New York this year, and prices vary from as little as maybe $8,000 or $12,000 up to as high as $100,000 for very prestigious properties.
So for Adair here, you have a number of properties, and we won't say where they are exactly. Some of them are going for quite hefty sums of money.
If a listing is uploaded and it's way above market value, typically we'll reach out to that homeowner and ask why it feels justified. But if we try and compete with any hotel that's within an hour of the venue on a per head basis, if that range is between €150 and €250 per head over a 10-day duration, that can accommodate, 10 people? So that hits the spot of between 18 and 25,000. Now, again, that could be even a low-end conservative price. Some of the homeowners are pitching a bit higher and they're anticipating a lower offer. So they'll usually meet somewhere in the middle.
Because some of them I've seen, I think 45,000 was one, for example.
We consider that above market value. And it is more of a risk, obviously, taking a pitching at that high. Even the very early properties booked successfully for the 2027 events.
You have had quite a number booked already, yeah.
Even the very earliest booking for the Ryder Cup 2027 was in September 2022, 5 years in advance.
What about the people, Brian, who will look at this and say, this is really an example of price gouging that we see in Dublin when there's events, for example, sometimes in the hotel price goes up, people get very annoyed at that.
The people who I've spoken with, on the phone especially, they have a real entrepreneurial spirit about them. And when they do list their property, they're really just seeing it as an opportunity. If someone is willing to pay that price, and if they are giving them a really unique experience, I would say if both parties are happy, it shouldn't really be a concern for anybody.
Brian Higgins there talking about some of the private houses for rent. Now, Brian, I know you spoke to some hoteliers too, and if anyone is thinking about trying to book a hotel bed locally for the Ryder Cup, they can't, can they?
Well, even though it's 2 years away, pretty much all the hotel beds in Adair have been block booked for the event by the Ryder Cup. So you're right in saying you can't get a hotel bed locally in Adair. Aside from a few of the homeowners who may make money from this, there is a real sense, having been in Adair this week, that the event is going to leave a legacy. We'll come back to that, because you said, I did speak to some hoteliers locally about that demand and how beds are already block booked and how they're going to respond. First up is Louis Murphy, owner of the Dunraven Arms Hotel, and then we'll hear as well from the owner of the Woodlands Hotel.
We're very lucky here in Adair, where the McManus family have obviously bought Adair Manor and developed one of the best golf courses in the world.
So fast forward to the Ryder Cup, and I want to take a twin double room here. What will it cost me?
Well, it won't cost you anything, because we're booked out privately. We're working with the Ryder Cup because obviously they need a lot of accommodation, and we're booked out to them, to the Ryder Cup, for all their officials and people that are coming to stay.
What will it cost them?
It'll cost it won't cost them any more than normal, so it won't.
Because that is one of the things people are worried about, isn't it? That wouldn't be part of the legacy here that people would remember it for, isn't it?
And obviously there are certain events where rates might be higher at certain times of the year. If you look around, there is great value and great rates to be found. You look at the back of the Irish Times any week, you'll see great value in Ireland.
Elena Fitzgerald Kane from Fitzgerald's Woodlands House Hotel and Spa in Adair.
So how are you gearing up for it?
There's just so much excitement. It's really, really palpable.
I'll ask you the same question now I asked Louis. If I want to book in for a couple of nights at the Ryder Cup, what will you charge me?
You'll have to talk to the Ryder Cup about that.
And what do you think the legacy will be?
I think it's elevating, I suppose, first Ireland to a world scale. You know, we've always, I suppose, punched above our weight in terms of how we deliver our hospitality. It brings it to a platform that we've never seen before. And I think that's going to be massive. Obviously, you've got the golf legacy in terms of, you know, Adair is already so well established. But I mean, if you think of the scale of the Ryder Cup, if you think of the hundreds of thousands that visit, you think of, you know, over 100 countries. And it's just incredible that event with such a legacy, and again in its centenary year, is coming to, you know, our little village, which we're very, very proud of.
So that's what the hotel owners think. And you spoke to some people who you met in and around Adair as well. Is the attitude towards the whole thing generally positive, Brian?
I think it is. And I think what's really helped, you know, Adair has long been known as a bit of a traffic bottleneck. But when you drive in now, you can see the new bypass is it's being built at the moment. And then there's an option. They're hoping to have a commuter rail link to Adair as well. So a lot of the locals I met would be very happy about that. Just to get a sense of what some of them make of the event coming to their small village, Claire, I chatted to a few I met. I asked this first man, what would the village get from the Ryder Cup?
It'll bring a great buzz to the whole of West Limerick, really. It'll really bring on the town big time, I think. To get this bypass done in time, probably more American tourists as well, hopefully.
Are you going to rent your house out for 10,000 euros a week?
I'd love to. But I doubt it.
Will you go to it? Are you a golfer?
Not really, no. I played golf years ago, but not anymore. Not anymore.
Jeez, you might have to get the clubs back out again.
Might have to.
And if Tiger Woods now is looking for a bed?
Oh, we'll always find room for Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy. They're always looking.
You make up the box room.
Oh, we will, of course, yeah. Tent in the back garden.
All excitement?
Well, yeah, I'd say it's great for the town. It must be absolutely fabulous for the town.
Except for the parking.
Go on, why?
Oh, it's a nightmare to get through and get parking.
Yeah. I suppose that is one of the worries here, that the amount of people that are physically going to come into the...
It'll be thousands. Thousands will be here, yeah.
It's great money for the country.
What is it about Adair? What's the attraction?
Oh, the hotel.
The hotel. Fast. Definitely.
And will you come down to have a look at the Ryder Cup?
No, it's too many people. No, we should never get parking down here anyway.
Penny, that's on at the moment to get the roads done. 2027, like that's not too far away.
There's a lot of reports of people putting their houses up for rent and getting houses.
Yeah, a lot of that, yeah.
Will you be putting the house up on the internet?
I would not, no, I'm too old, no. I don't want anyone else in with me, and I have a huge big bungalow.
Have you?
There's only two of us in it.
And what if Rory McIlroy knocked on the door and said, listen, I'll give you 20 grand there for the week?
For the week? No, I don't care, no. But his standard of living and mine would be totally
yours. Yours would be higher, is it?
No, mine would be lower.
Yeah. So, good excitement locally, isn't there?
Excitement, yeah.
Will you go? Would you watch the golf?
I watch it on television, I will, of course.
Will you go to it, do you think?
I wouldn't really, no. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a golf person.
No, he wouldn't get parking, you see. That's what we heard from one of your earlier contributors.
Yeah, I think Rory will be all right now. He won't be scrambling for accommodation.
Well, if he's stuck, there's not too many now willing. But he might get the tent out in the back, as we heard as well. So there's great excitement, though, isn't there? You know, some of those preparations, though, that are underway, Brian, they're pretty significant preparations, aren't they?
Yeah, it's already a very attractive town. It's already a very big tourist destination. It's going to get a bit of a facelift. You have the new bypass that was planned anyway, but there's obviously this renewed focus in terms of a finish date now. Former Limerick Council Director Tom Enright, he's now been appointed as a coordinator for the event, so he'll be a vital link between the community, government, the organisers. Just finally, on that side of things, I spoke to local Fianna Fáil councillor and former greenkeeper Bridie Collins, so she's quite well positioned to talk about the legacy of the Ryder Cup and what it's likely to be. I began by talking about the traffic issues in Adair and why the building of this bypass is so vital.
So we would have on an average day over 17,000 vehicles come through the village. So that creates its own major problems for the village. So this is an essential piece of infrastructure. It's essential, never mind the Ryder Cup, it's essential just for the daily living. So it's great to see that project being progressed. The delivery date is June 27, which is just prior to the Ryder Cup. So there's a 3 kilometre piece of that missing at present. So it's the piece from where they've started construction out to where it will meet the motorway. So that ask has currently just gone to government. So we're hoping that government will support that also as part of it, the infrastructure, because that 3 kilometre piece will really increase the efficiency of that bypass.
Apart from the bypass, which will be here for a long, long time to come and obviously will improve everybody's life here living in Adair, what else are people looking for from the Ryder Cup?
So I suppose there's a lot of talk about the legacy projects. So there needs to be a second mode of transport, which is the railway line. So you will also have seen, as you approach the village, all that construction that has gone on the railway line. So it is our hope as a village that that will not just be for freight, that we will have a passenger element.
I suppose for something like this to work, there has to be a feeling that the community is involved and that there's a dividend for the community, and it's not just something that's been foistered on the community and will benefit golf perhaps or people in the elite levels of European golf.
That's true, and I would be an avid golf fan, but I am aware that there are people who have no interest in golf and they wouldn't have any interest in their daily lives being disrupted, you know, and that is a piece that we haven't had any information on yet.
Okay, so she is interested in golf, and for other people who might like to go along, any idea when the tickets will be available, Brian?
I had a look last night. You can actually register interest now on the website. Details on how to apply for tickets won't be announced until next year, but some corporate packages are announced later this year. No idea yet how much they are, but I'd say they won't be cheap.
Make sure you have a place to stay. That's the only advice we can give after all that. Brian, thanks so much. That's Brian O'Connell, our reporter there. Still to come in the next hour, we're going to be live in Washington for the latest on the spectacular Trump-Musk breakup. Amazon's plans to have human-like robots run up to your home with your delivery. We'll be finding out about that. And the gathering on the deportation this week of children who were settled in a Dublin school. Coming up next, though, what's happening with the electric car market? A sales decline. Is now the time to think about investing in one.